done our roll call with Heather was checking those who had called in. Does anyone have any declaration of conflict of interest of any agenda item today? Hearing none, we'll move on. I'm going to go ahead here and go to number four, which is our general session minutes. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes of April 12th, 2023? Hearing none, I will go ahead and make a motion to accept the minutes, the general session minutes of April 12th, 2023, as written.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. All right, we're going to move on to number five, which is the items for board review, discussion, and possible action. A, subsetting A, which is the investigation files. We have Dr. Hook's case, which is 22-20-C, and counsel now, Dr. now has counsel who is present, that is Mr. Flynn Carey. He just sent in, we just received a letter indicating that he is with Dr. Hook's case, representing Dr. Hook, and they have asked for continuance. So we need to go ahead and hear from Mr. Carey, please, regarding Dr. Hook.
Thank you, Board Member Campbell, members of the board. This is Flynn Carey, counsel for Dr. Hook. I was just retained, based on my review thus far, this is a standard of care case, and it's always my preference to be able to sit down face-to-face with the board and discuss both the medical consultant's report and, you know, have the chart in front of us to look at as a group and with the second potential standard of care. We're requesting just a singular continuance to the June meeting. Based on the MC's report thus far, it appears that, you know, largely the MC has rendered opinions that are supportive of the care provided. So I think there's any prejudice to bumping it out 30 days, and it'll certainly allow Dr. Hook and I to appear in person and discuss in any detail required by the board the allegations. So we would just ask for a singular continuance, and we would be ready to present at the June meeting.
Okay. And to my fellow board members and to the complainant ML that is present today, with a continuance, and we do not hear any evidence or conversation on the case, since it will, I will make the motion to to grant a continuance of 30 days now that the doctor has presented a representation of counsel, Mr. Flynn Carey. Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Do I hear any discussion on the topic?
Yes, this is ML.
No, I'm sorry. If you have questions, you can please direct those to Heather Broaddus, the board's executive director, because this is not at this time, because we are moving to continue this case or give a continuance, that we cannot discuss any portion of that. So I thank you for your presence today, but that is procedure. So I'm taking a vote now. All in favor of the motion? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So moved. So we'll be seeing you in person next month for Dr. Hook and Mr. Carey. And Sir ML, you are more than welcome, obviously, to attend that meeting. And as I said, questions, please, if you would direct those to Heather Broaddus, we'd appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay, I was wondering, could I make a brief statement at this time?
No, sir, I cannot. Like I said, the motion has passed, that the continuance is given, so no information on either side can be presented today, okay?
Okay, so I'll have to be on the phone on June 1st.
Please contact Heather, that'd be great.
Okay. Can I fax in a statement to her or mail in a statement to her?
Well, she... Yeah, Heather will... You and Heather can talk about those options that you know, would like to pursue. She'll take good care of you, okay? She'll explain everything to you, all righty? Thank you again.
I had prepared a brief statement that I wanted to present to the board on my behalf as to the treatment I received about drugs.
Right, and...
You have offered a continuance, so I'll just have to wait for a few first then.
That is correct, yeah. I think our meeting is, let's say, it's June the 14th, sir.
Of June the 14th?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what time?
It's always at 8 o'clock in the morning, sir.
All right, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The opportunity to speak to the board.
Most certainly. Most certainly. Okay. Thank you. All righty. Our next case is Dr. Alan Kravitz, which is 23-02-C, but our Dr. Farhani is our investigator, and has he responded to you? Not yet. Okay. Let's give a few more minutes to wait for Dr. Farhani. So I asked the patients of the complainant on that case, CH, just to be patient and wait. We're going to move on to other items so that when we do have the opportunity, we can get full attention. All right, let's move on then to issuance of licenses. Hang on a second. That is, my crazy computer is jumping all over the place here. We have 6 applications for licensure. Our first is Amelia Cordoba, and Dr. Cordoba has paid her fees. All her application appears to be in place. Does anyone have any questions or concerns regarding the doctor's application? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept Dr. Cordoba's initial application for licensure, which includes the initial registration for dispensing drugs and devices, and to issue that license upon payment of a license issuance fee. Thank you, Dr. Foreman. Is there any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Our next applicant is Artie Carmour. Dr. Carmour has paid her fee. She is currently employed, so she has passed her residency time, which is back in 2020. So does anyone have any questions or concerns regarding her application? Hearing none, then I will make a motion to accept Dr. Kummer's application for initial licensure, including the initial registration for dispensing drugs and devices, and to issue the license upon payment of the issuance fee. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Our next is Mateen Mursada, and you would have noticed in your supplement there was a correction on one of the application parts considering nationality. There was a little computer glitch there, so that's why that was resent in. He will finish his residency at the VA of Phoenix June the 30th of 23. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on this application? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept the application for initial licensure, including the license or the initial registration for dispensing drugs and devices. The doctor will complete his residency on 6/30 of 23. We accept this application and issue the license upon completion of the residency and payment of the issuance fee.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Our next applicant is Genesis Para Lago. Doctor's application fees are paid. Residency will be completed also on June the 23rd of 23. Does anyone have any questions or concerns with this application? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept the completed application for initial licensure, including dispensing drugs and devices registration, noting completion of residency of 6/23/23. I accept and issue this license upon completion of the residency program and payment of the issuance fee.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I oppose, so moved. Our next is Dr. Kasinji Topic, and Dr. Topic is applying via comedy. We did receive the updated, which you saw in supplement, the updated Illinois license, which I believe expires in 25, so everything is complete. She did also had left out the date that she took the Part 3 exam, and that was corrected. Is there any other question or concern with this application? Hearing none, I will make a motion to accept Dr. Topic's application for licensure via comedy and to issue the license upon payment of the issuance fee. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. And our next applicant is Darian Wilson. This doctor also will be completing residency on June 23. Does anyone have any, and fees are paid for the app. So does anyone have any questions or concerns on this applicant? Okay, hearing none, I will make a motion to accept the initial application for licensure and to issue that license upon completion of the residency program and payment of the issuance fee.
Second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So moved. Haven't heard anything else yet. Okay. I can give mine real quick, and then I guess I can do a review of. I can do a bridge on it. Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead just real quickly and give number six, which is a review from. I was in attendance at the Federation of State Medical Boards and the Federation of Podiatric Medical Boards meeting last week, May the 3rd through the 6th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I also attended their House of Delegates, which was on Saturday morning. Anyway, it was a very informative meeting, very pertinent to because all boards certainly seem to have all the same kind of issues. And this was evident across every state board that was there and other boards. There was PAs and other professions that expressed the same concerns. Anyway, there was some discussion regarding the USMLE exams and how they're going to be assessing clinical skills. As you know, the NBPME has also been in that same status of having the CSPE exam being suspended and trying to come up with a kind of hybrid type testing. Same thing is occurring with the USMLE. They have now also changed their, the part one exam now becomes pass-fail with USMLE. Anyway, some of the more important topics that were presented at this meeting included opioid and addiction treatments, reporting systems for those issues, a lot of discussion on impaired physicians, treatment and recovery for physicians, burnout of physicians, substance abuse, mental illness and suicide prevention in physicians, and many of the thought there was, you know, the way our missions of our state board say that, you know, we're there to protect the public, and that we should remember that physicians are also part of society and the public, and that it is the duty of a board to help impaired physicians, not just disabled. So, and I hope in future meetings, I'll have some other agenda items that to present, or some other items that occurred that I think maybe might be beneficial for us to employ on our state board. So that is my report from that. Does anybody have any questions? Thanks. All righty. Well, since we haven't heard from Dr. Farahani, that we have his investigation report, and we don't have Dr. Kravitz here. We do have the complainant. We have the ability to, I mean, I can do a summary, but I think if you've all read the file, you should be, you know, aware of the questions and concerns. We can hear from the complainant, and if there are any questions that you would like to ask of Dr. Kravitz, we can obviously continue the case and hear from him next month. So since we do have the complainant present, we can go ahead and ask her to give a summary of things, and we can ask her questions, and then after that, I will make a motion to continue, because I do have questions that I want to ask Dr. Kravitz. Does anyone have concerns, opinions, thoughts? Gentlemen?
I'd like to just continue it until we hear from all parties that will the investigator and Dr. Carter.
That is certainly an option. So if you would like to make a motion in that respect, we can do that. And then we'll, like you said, then we do have everybody together. And I would, again, thank the complainant for being present and realizing that if we're moving this on to a continuance, then there is no discussion regarding the case. So, Dr. Ilana, do you want to make that motion?
I'd like to make the motion for a continuance for the next meeting.
And that case number, Dr. Ilana, was 23-02-C.
I'm
just like in the first case, ma'am, we're following board protocol to do due diligence to hear from every party. So, you know, there's still that option of calling in, or you can submit a written statement to Heather Broaddus, the board executive, a director. Okay. So we have a motion that's present. We have a second. I believe the motion was made by Dr. Ilana and seconded by Dr. Foreman. Is there any other discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. And again, ma'am, I appreciate your attendance today. And if you have questions or concerns, please direct those to Ms. Broaddus at the board, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. All righty, gentlemen and ladies. We will move on then to our executive director's report number 7.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. I do not have much today to update you on. Renewals have begun. I've processed about 70 renewals so far. I've had a handful of licensees that have had some trouble logging in to the new system, but the majority of licensees seem to be able to log in with no problem. I have had one licensee indicate that he would be retiring this renewal cycle. And then I provided the current budget, and I can answer any questions on that, and the complaint log that was sent with board materials is current. There have been no new complaints since that time, and I can answer any questions on that.
Alrighty then. Our next item then is the is 8, the legislative update and discussions on pending legislation.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, board members. I don't believe Senate Bill 1087 or Senate Bill 1239 is going to move at all through the process. It hasn't moved since last month. So essentially, I believe that those bills have died. Senate Bill 1333 did pass the Senate and the House, was transmitted back to the Senate, but it has not been transmitted to the governor yet. But I do believe that that will go through the process, and that is the bill that requires the Department of Health Services to post a directory on their website. So I'll keep the board updated on that. And that's all I have, and I can answer any questions.
Excuse me. And next is, nine is our summary of current events. Do we have anything on this agenda item, Heather?
I do not.
Okay. I'll just go back to make sure we have done everything we need to do. Our next is the call to the public, and we no longer have public to call here this morning. Next item is 11, discussion of possible action for future agenda items. And then our next meeting date is June 14th, 2023 at 8 a.m. And it appears that we have met all agenda items. Does anybody have anything else? Any other comments? All right. Then at 8:23, I will move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.